When you chopped it out, what were you chopping out?
Chopping the grass and weeds away from the stalk of the cotton.
Cotton and corn grow in a
field.
And where does tobacco grow?
In a field. They call them tobacco patches most of the time.
What's the difference? What would you call a patch?
Just a small area.
What
and a field would be a larger area, is what I believe.
What would you most likely grow in a patch?
Well, you could have a watermelon patch, a cantaloupe patch, a tomato patch, most anything that you could have a small amount of anything. But most everybody call a watermelon patch, a cantaloupe patch, patches, a tobacco patch. Now, if it's a whole field, they call it a tobacco field. But if it's just a small area, they usually call it a tobacco patch.
What kind of fences do you know?
Well, back then we used rail fences, and we'd had to make those things out of chestnut trees, mostly. And we'd have to make those rails with an axe, and we'd have to get out there and kind of weave them together and make a fence out of them. Then we went from that to barbed wire. And, of course, they used chain link fencing there, and anything we can use now and call fence. But back then it was mostly rail fencing.
Did you ever have any kind of fence around your house that was white, painted white?
No, we didn't. I've seen them, but we didn't have them.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, first you had to dig holes for the
posts.
And what would you call just one of them? It would be a
corner post, an end post.
What would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock that you might get from your field?
Just a rock wall, I guess.
This land around here, is it very rocky?
Oh, yes. Around here, you mean? Is it very rocky around here? Not right in this particular area, but up here in Decatur County, well, there's lots of rocks up there. You can get limestone rocks and hew them out and do them together and make a building out of them. Really, we, in fact, been as our state highway office out here, when I was working with the highway department, we went to Decatur County and got those rocks and hewed them out kind of square and built that building. It's a right beautiful building. It's a good one, too. It's strong.
Yeah,
that's where Willard works.
Yeah.
That same office building. I helped build that building.
Your hens that you had, where did you keep them?
The what now?
The chickens and the hens.
Hen house.
Yeah. Did you ever try to fool a hen into laying?
No, I didn't. I've heard of people setting up music boxes in the hen house and make them lay, but we never did try it, no.
Did you ever hear of anybody sticking something under a hen to make it think it was an egg?
No, I never heard of that.
What do you call your best dishes? Or what does your wife call
China.
Them? If you had an egg made out of this, what would you call it?
Had an egg made out of China?
It would be a...
I don't think I've ever heard of that. China egg? Is that what you'd call it?
Yeah, you never heard of that?
No, I haven't. I never heard of it. I don't think you could call it a China egg. No, I've never heard of a China egg.
What would you use to carry water in?
Pails, some people call them buckets, water pail.
What was it made of?
Well, we had, back when I was younger, we had cedar buckets, made out of cedar, wood. Mm-hmm. But now they have them made out of galvanized aluminum.
Galvanized what?
Buckets.
What is the thing that's galvanized?
Well, it's a metal of some size. It's kind of like a lot of people. You know what, galvanized is a metal, is what it is.
Yeah.
In other words, there's galvanized gutters like you put on your house, or there's aluminum gutters. It's made out of practically the same thing, only it's just different metal, that's all. But it is a metal.